Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 14th of May 2017, and this is the 582nd Mole Out Loud podcast, I think. It's a beautiful, beautiful morning this morning. It's quite cold. It's about 5 degrees, but it says the apparent temperature is 2. So it is quite chilly, but there's got a lot of blue sky, and we've had several very grey days with rain and drizzle, and it's rather nice to see the sun again. And in front of me, I can see the Bridgewater Gerry, which is this kind of low fog that comes down the river. It comes down quite a long way, so we're at the estuary here really, but there's still quite a thick fog, and it's below me, which is always really nice, not so nice for the people in it, and I guess I'm actually heading into it, which where I'm usually above it. So it's lovely, it's beautiful, and you may have noticed it's not Saturday, but it's Sunday. Yesterday I didn't have 1 second to do a podcast in, really. I was looking after my grandson for much of the day, and the rest of it was with people, and I thought at some point I'd be able to snatch 10 minutes at least to do the podcast, but it just didn't happen, and I was so tired by the end of the day that I went to bed very early, and I feel quite restored today, or nearly restored anyway. So now I'm heading off down to the market. I've got some containers in my bag. There's this lovely curry stall that's called Get Curry, and I get a small container of their curry each week that lasts me for about 3 days. And they very kindly also give me the juices from their curry, which provides a base for other curries that I might make. So I have quite a lot of curry in my diet at the moment. I also have a little glass bottle. I'm trying to think how much. I think it's 250 millilitres. So is that, it's less than half a pint, isn't it? It's about a third of a pint, and I get my milk in it, this organic milk dairy up in the north has just restarted after several years of not operating, and they're producing these lovely little bottles of milk. Absolutely perfect for someone on their own. In fact, it's probably a bit much for me in a week, but it's such nice milk. I'm really enjoying it. So today feels like a slightly more stretched out day. I think part of it is that those things I am doing are, well, that today they're not demanding. I'm not running the ringing, so someone else is doing that. So all I need to do is go to the market, which involves choosing lovely things for the week and saying hello to a couple of people here and there, and then enjoying the company of the ringers and some ringing to boot. Which reminds me, I should be wearing my gloves, otherwise my hands are going to be too frozen to ring. It's not a good idea at all. It's very much quieter here. Oh, well, it's usually very much quieter here on a Sunday than it is during the week. Just really, really bright. I'm surprised. In fact, it was forecast for rain for the whole of next week, but they've abandoned that idea, and now the forecast is not rain. So I'll be able to do some more walking, and I'll be able to do some washing. My washing is piling up, and my fresh clothes pile is shrinking very fast. So the last few days have been a bit busy, rather a lot of things happening. I have been working on Murmurs of Mole, but as you know, I haven't completed Murmurs of Mole. And I don't know that I'm going to really get a chance to do so today. So it may be a Monday Murmurs of Mole. We'll see how I go this afternoon. I think I feel as if I need some downtime, so even though I will have a couple of hours this afternoon, I suspect I won't be writing in them. Much quieter in terms of quantity of traffic, but those people who are driving about seem to have lost their mufflers. This is my favourite day. Sunday is my favourite day. Just kind of wake up feeling fortunate. I think part of it is the way I start my day on Sundays. I have a routine, which is having my breakfast in bed. So I get up and I have my breakfast in bed, and I have a Sunday book. I have a different book that's set out, that's beside my bed for reading on Sunday mornings. And the last 3 weeks, it has been a graphic biography of Agatha Christie, and it's just such a pleasure. What I choose are things that are going to either be feasts for the eyes or little pleasures, things that make me smile or in appreciation usually of some aspect of them. I mentioned before that I was reading this book by Gwen Ravelat about an Edwardian childhood in Cambridge within the Darwin family, and I was quite sad when I finished that, but I received this treat in the post, and so it's been this Agatha Christie graphic novel that's been beautifully done for the last 3 weeks, and today, sadly, I finished that, so I'm going to have to fish around for what the next thing is in that place. I'm now in the street where I usually stop recording because it's so noisy and busy, but it isn't quite yet, but I probably need to sign off now because my hand is getting cold. I do hope that you've had a good week, that things have fallen into place for you, that you've found some small pleasures. And if not, that this coming week is a it's an opportunity to try and start again, or try and create some peaceful creative time within your life, whatever else that life is doing. Thank you very, very much for listening. As always, I really appreciate you being there. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.